Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What's up, everybody? Ben Raza and Eitan Shander here for Awesomo Odds, and we are back talking all things NFL Week 11, best bets, player props, spreads, totals, everything in between. We have narrowed down our cards to our favorite plays, and we are excited to dive into them shortly. Before we do, I do want to say, if you have not signed up at BetMGM and you are a new user, you want to listen to this and take advantage. New users, deposit $10 or more using the link in the description of this video. You're going to get a risk-free bet of up to $1,000.
Wow.
In addition, we're giving you 3 free months of Awesomo Plus Platinum. What does that mean? It's going to cover you for all sports on the betting and DFS side, all the tools that Alex and the entire team use day after day. You're going to get that for 3 free months. So no reason to not take advantage of that. All right, Eitan, I've looked at the card. It's been a while.
I'm sure you have.
I damn right I have. I've narrowed it down, and I've got a couple, hold your nose, my favorite kind of plays. Bad teams, but I don't really care. I'm going to get things started with one of them, and then I want to see where you're going, because we have not talked about this yet. This is two bad teams, and I'm taking the lesser of the bad ones. I'm going to the Dolphins. I know it feels a little public. Three-point favorites on the road against the Jets. I don't believe in Joe Flacco whatsoever. He is a straight statue back there. I declared Miami the worst team in the league a couple weeks ago, and that may have been wrong. They've looked, I guess they heard me, because they've looked a lot better in recent weeks. They are coming off what I think, you know, most people would call a very, very impressive win against Baltimore. They get the long week. They played on Thursday and whatnot. The quarterback, you know, the roulette of what's going on is Tua's finger. Okay, well, it couldn't have been that bad because he was forced into relief in that game, and they were able to get it done. They still have Waddle on the outside. And what is there to say about the Jets defense right now? They have just been, I mean, bludgeon doesn't even put it. It's just a disgrace right now. They cannot stop anyone. They're giving up 8 yards per pass attempt. That's 31st in the league. If that wasn't bad enough, in the last 3 games, that's ballooned to 9.7 yards per pass attempt. That's beyond worst in the league. They are just not doing anything. And again, I'm going to reference it on the rushing side. Not that Miami's a run-heavy team. Jets are allowing 4.7 yards per carry. That's very bad. 29th in the league. In the last 3 weeks, it's up to 6.3 yards per carry. That is dead last in the league by a mile. It's hard for me to go anywhere else. I'm going to get my card started. Dolphins -3.
I'm surprised you didn't go over that total, as many points as the Jets defense gives up. But that's a great play, especially because the hook seems to have been removed in a lot of places. I think people were concerned about laying that hook in a divisional game. Good place to start, man. I'm going to take it a different way and go player prop here for a guy that I've seen play consistent and really, especially over the last couple of weeks, insanely, dare I use that term, well here. We don't know the status of a tight end coming into this game as well. We do know that the New Orleans Saints rush defense is the best in the league. Guess what? They're not that great against the pass. BetMGM has 4.5 receptions at plus money to go over for Devontae Smith. The targets will be there. And look, everybody's expecting this. It's a low total. Everybody's expecting, Ben, both teams to just put their heads down and run the football as much as humanly possible because that's what they've done leading up to this game. I'm telling you, I have a strong feeling both teams are going to move away from the run game sooner than people think. And that's going to lead for a guy who's been heavily targeted outside of that Detroit game where nobody was targeted. Devontae Smith with Dallas Goedert's question up in the air. Devontae Smith is the definitive number one receiver. Forget just wide receiver. Receiver on the Philadelphia Eagles. If you or anybody else out there thinks the Eagles are going to be in, maybe not win, but in this game, It's going to be because of Devontae Smith. And lastly, I'll leave you this. They're starting to work him and other guys laterally on the offense. Get the ball out faster, as we've seen with Kamara. They were doing that with the running backs. They're going to start doing that with Devontae Smith against this rush defense. Over 4.5 receptions. All I need is 5 for plus money on BetMGM for Devontae.
I like the line. I do. And I think it's really going to come down to, you know, it's an interesting situation right now. His target share is fantastic. His target volume is not great, but nobody's is, because Hurts has thrown the ball 14, 17, and 23 times in the last 3 games. You have to think that's going to positively regress. If the Eagles fall behind, clearly it will, in a good way. And even not, I still think against a team like the Saints, you cannot run against them. They're going to have to do some things. Now, Jalen Hurts, we know he's mobile and he can get on the edge, but I do think Devontae Smith can cause some problems. It'd be a fascinating matchup against that secondary, but I think the volume is in your favor. And anytime we talk about receptions, if you're going to give me the volume, I will roll the dice. I will take the chance. And I think we do see that in what should be a very, very competitive game.
Yeah.
All right.
Looking forward to that one.
We probably should have just said, you know what? That's, we only got 2 picks, but I'm not going to lie.
You're going to push it, aren't you?
I have one more, and I'm going to ask for likes and hit that subscribe button before I give this pick, because this one is gross. I'm taking the Jaguars at home plus 6.5 against the Niners, who are riding high. Everybody saw them prime time. They dismantled a Rams team that, I'll be honest, like, I cannot figure out. I'm going to give a minor hedge here. I think if you don't want to do that, you could look to under 45.5 in the same game. I just look at this Jaguars defense. They are playing good football. Say what you want about this team, and they're certainly not ready to contend. They are playing much better football. So on the year, Jaguars against the pass, 7.6 yards per passing attempt. That's not good. 27th in the league. Last 3 weeks, down to 5.3 yards per pass attempt. One of the better numbers in the league. They've been good against the run all year, sub 4 yards a carry allowed. What does the Niners want to do? Well, at heart, they do want to run the football. They've been better. They've got Debo. They've got Kittle, no doubt. But they are hitting the road. Jacksonville's been a lot better at home. And even last week, I know they weren't in that game. Very respectable loss, though, in Indy. They lost by 6 points. Honestly, I don't think they did cover. And I think that we're seeing this Jacksonville team's defense give them an identity. As long as Trevor Lawrence doesn't turn the ball over, keep it methodical, I'm still not sold on exactly who the Niners are. I think they're a fine team. They've shown signs. Jimmy G is playing pretty well. I don't think they come, you know, across the coast and just blow out the Jaguars. As crazy as that sounds, ugly game always favors. Give me the points. Plus 6.5. Hold your nose and take the Jaguars.
It's not bad, man. It's not bad. I think people get caught up reactionary all the time. San Francisco, this gigantic win. They're back. Then you start to look at the success they have against Sean McVay and the Rams, specifically in that division. The fact that it was a divisional opponent at home. A lot of things, as we see week to week, would indicate that the Jags actually going to have a good shot at staying in this game. I wonder, quarter unit on the money line?
Maybe a sprinkle. I don't mind that, to be honest. I think that, again, you bring up some good points. You're going to see around plus 250 out there, and I do think that's worth a splash. The Niners have played 2 divisional opponents at home, emotional games, intense games. Now you got to go all the way to that's not the best spot in the world. And Jacksonville is playing much better. Credit to them in that regard. So we've seen it all year in the NFL. Why not in week 11? So there you go. 3 up, 3 down. If you want more picks from me and Eitan, definitely stay tuned on the Awesome Odds channel. We have shows throughout the week. We're going to be bringing you basketball, football, and everything in between. So good luck, my friends. We'll talk to you guys soon.
See you.